Dynamite arrives on its new home. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Justin Idol right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Dynamite makes its debut on TBS tonight. There are three title matches, including Hangman Page defending the AEW Championship against Bryan Danielson. It's a rematch of a one-hour time limit draw between these two just a few weeks ago. Judges will be on hand to decide a winner if that happens again. Max Caster from The Acclaimed tweeted on Tuesday that he will be one of the judges. Also on tonight's show, Ruby Soho versus Jade Cargill. It's the final of the TBS Championship Tournament. Jurassic Express challenges the Lucha Brothers for the AEW tag titles, plus Malakai Black versus Brian Pillman Jr. Pillman beat JD Drake on last night's Dark. Also on the show, Tony Nese beat Allen Five Angels, Marina Shafir beat Valentina Rossi, and Powerhouse Hobbs beat Colt Cabana. AEW announced on Tuesday that Jake Atlas has signed with the company.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Night 2 of New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 16 is happening Wednesday in Tokyo Dome. Kazuchika Okada defends the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Will Ospreay in the main event. Okada won the title from Shingo Takagi on Tuesday. Another title match now set for Night 2. Tori Yano versus Minoru Suzuki versus Chase Owens versus Shima for the KOPW 2022 trophy. Start time is 2 a.m. Eastern Time, live on New Japan World. Two other new champions were crowned on Night 1 of Wrestle Kingdom. Evil won the NEVER Openweight title from Tomohiro Ishii, and Hirooki Goto and Yoshihashi took the IWGP tag titles from Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. El Desperado had the lone successful title defense on Night 1. He turned away Hiromu Takahashi's challenge for the IWGP Junior title. New Japan will have a new weekly series on Access TV, airing Thursdays at 10 p.m. right after Impact Wrestling, starting on March 3rd. Staying in Japan, All Japan will hold a one-night tournament for the vacant Triple Crown Heavyweight Championship. It'll be held on January 23rd. Suwama will face Kento Miyahara, and Shitaro Ishino will face Riki Honda. The winners meet the same night for the title. Jake Lee vacated the title due to injury.
WWE.
We have a new NXT champion. Bron Breakker dethroned Tommaso Ciampa in the main event of last night's New Year's Evil special. Breakker finished Ciampa with a Rick Steiner Bulldog from the second rope and then forced Ciampa to tap out to the Steiner Recliner. Carmelo Hayes won a title unification match against Roderick Strong. Hayes retains the North American title and absorbs the lineage of the Cruiserweight title. Mandy Rose retained the NXT Women's Championship. She reversed a roll-up attempt by Cora Jade into one of her own to win a three-way that also included Raquel Gonzalez. Also, Riddle and MSK beat Walter, Marcel Bartel, and Fabian Aichner. Riddle pinned Bartel with the RKO. Grayson Waller issued the challenge, and he will go one-on-one against AJ Styles on next week's NXT. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic will return this year. The men's tournament begins in 2 weeks. The women's tournament will begin in February. On last night's NWA Power, Jamie Stanley won a four-way play-in match in the NWA Junior Heavyweight Title Tournament. Kylie Rae and Tootie Lynn beat NWA Women's Champion Camille and Missa Kate. Kylie forced Kate to tap out. Homicide and the NWA Tag Team Champions Bestia 666 and Mechawolf 450 beat Jax Dane and The End. Homicide pinned Pero. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, January 5th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at SorgatronMedia.com.